restock it, I think, like,
there are you around all day?
Pardon?
Are you around all day?
I am, yeah.
Oh, I'll come into the house tonight then.
Oh, I'd love to, but sadly, no.
So,
no,
so you're not
I'm
there.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm
going to stretch to get to stay for the briefing, so.
Yeah, I'm afraid I have a teething baby at home, so.
There'll be a little bit of wine at the
troubleshoot document, or just search a paper.
this work, and I'm kind of looking to be civilised in the community,
mm-hmm.
see if people can be put on
as
events or within the maybe about half day conference that would have 2 or 3 private sessions on this one, not to be around some key speakers in between. That reassess kind of where we are.
Yes, yes, thank you.
on this country back in the country, especially as we carry the record market with you recently. I mean, it's a very busy time of the public at the moment. There's a lot of conferences coming up. Led by the community sort of human unit. But after sort of walking season, I've just had to do some stuff. That's always how it feels on this with
the
steps.
Clear draft.
How keep you all with all the way through, and you just have you there and it's
I'm obviously going to have to leave the meeting at 12:30 to turn off the recorder.
You probably trim it too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm only joking.
Well, some of them are very good to know.
Is it in the word? It's kind of like random from the start. I told you about. It's quite nice to take a break from reading this contract, so it's fine.
Good, good. So you saw the email yesterday about key cities.
Yeah.
So the reason why I thought that would be quite good is because then we can get key cities bigger in.
Right, sorry, let me just get that
so
email. I could star it. Okay, so 5:30 on the. On both. It's not specified a day.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay.
They are the largest manufacturers in this industry. People say it's free to go to. It's really good actually. We've got some of the more new awards that say, like Bruce Davis and Sarah Davis from Manchester. Rishi Milani from LBS wants to meet up as well. He's given a talk today. Bernard Hughes, who's the communications director of the Times Company, and Robert Fricker from the BSA, the Mortgage Policy Advisor. So that's a good selection of people around finance. So, yeah, it should be good. don't think so. I'll have a quick look, but I think it's very much in. And again, having a chat to John, no, John B, thinking still being done, they won't have certainty until September, with the thoughts.
Yeah.
So there might have been the odd little announcement, but overall, I think it's what's been.
It's what's been.
Yeah, which was very little. And you couldn't officially say it's not enough, because you know, things are civil servant, you can't give political opinion, but I can't think of that. But the big news, really, the only thing that's really come out from the department is the cuts to the feeding tariff for, sorry, the new obligation for onshore wind to be brought back a year, which is called real industry.
Yeah.
No one should be in the monitoring sector. And she's mentioned some stuff around climate change, but I don't think. So maybe the housing association or things like that are implementing this stuff. It's even more
bottom
up. Depending if they slip this, they will be right to buy some.
Well, they will.
It's a different story, I imagine.
Yeah.
I don't make too much.
They'll just have to create new assets for the selling of the
stuff. Yeah. Allegedly. He's a trustee of theirs, so he just well. He's not really good at these, but he's not good at these. Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that this is of any relevance in geopolitics? Some stats have been released in 2013 and it shows an improvement apparently. I think just sending that now. But there's no, it's not news per se. It's not an announcement that's been made, it's just.
Thank you.
anyway, so
yeah.
It's come and, you know, yeah, it could be cut.
Yeah.
And increase the amount and it would be less progressive as well, so.
Yeah.
I think it would be an area that would be quite controversial to cut as well. But onshore wind, consider supporters like the idea of cutting that, whereas we like the idea of cutting, you know, warm air and things. That might be subject to judicial review, just the fact that the onshore wind stuff, so
yeah.
Maybe have a night in that. Solar. It's not quite as bad, but it's still a bit of a That's the thing, they're not a petition, but as I understand, because I was there actually at the time of this, the lawyer, Tom Beezer, mentioned that half of the problem, the only reason they won the case a while ago, was that it was the procedural. It wasn't that they didn't give it, they didn't do it in the right way. I can't remember what I don't know the law, obviously, but they didn't follow procedure quite right, whereas I guess this is might be different in that regard. It's still ridiculously bad for an investing, but it's not.
I might send that from your account.
And
Feel free to do that. Just
the
one that
I
The main, obviously the main things are always about termination, and they all look pretty reasonable. These are the ones that I just was flagged because I don't really know much about them. But the termination ones are all like totally fair enough.
They're probably some of the last ones.
If you die, they're allowed to terminate it.
Just like me.
Assuming you're the contract holder or the contract officer.
Interesting. Cheers.
That's right. Well, you won't have to worry about it. I can say I won't spend too much time thinking about that clause. Yeah, it's a bit odd, isn't it?
So basically, we agreed in contract to do this, and if they, in the next year after that, decide they want to do something more than that, we have to do it.
Yeah, but you do get paid. I didn't include that bit. But you do get paid according to like the terms of the contract. But you have to do it.
We have to do a program. But we have to
Thanks so much.
Program
bye-bye.
And the completion date of such services. And we get paid for it, and that's fine. So it will be a place, a rate, the rate we agree.
Yeah.
The rate that's agreed in this contract is the rate that you'll get paid. Yeah.
Fun.
And also, the first one, I feel like we were talking about the other day, it's so vague that I don't think it really comes into play. Oh, they're paying you first. Cool, in that case it's fine.
Yeah, it's still good. I've promised them. Put it all off again.
It's
a good training out.
Do you remember Alberto Aglani?
Yeah, Liverpool's.
Yeah, he's just bought one of my friend's paintings.
Yeah,
it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
no, probably not. Probably about 800 quid. It's quite a lot.
Yeah.
But not like football a lot.
Mm.
It's pretty cool, though.
The only
bit
I saw.
No, I mean, I'm going to see him tomorrow, so I'll ask him.
So I've never considered the problems in the contract. Okay, do you mind?
I think it's they go to more details obviously in the in that section.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not. I think it's an okay suggestion. I don't think. Yeah, no, it's the one in there which I don't think that's genuinely. I think the report is more a analysis rather than it is an innovative sort of like, you know, policy idea report.
Yeah.
It's quite detailed in terms of, you know, the graphs and stats and so on, but it doesn't offer. I mean, the stuff in NGO is essentially just a first hour to heat, which is, you know, not going to happen with this company. That's basically the embryo of the Labour's plan. But now that's then the water pretty much. And, you know, and they will have to go back to the drawing board on that.
Yeah.
need my computer.
No, I'll bring my tablet for one of the switches. Good morning, Respublica. I'm afraid he's not in the office today. Let's take a message. Right. Yeah. Oh, right, cool. Element, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that does tie into our work quite a lot, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Unfortunately, sort of everyone who works on that project is out of the office at the moment. But could I take your yeah, exactly. Could I take your number, and your email potentially as well? I'll get someone to get back in touch with you. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, brilliant. Yeah, I'll definitely pass your details on to someone, Tom, and I'm sure they'll be in touch. It's difficult to say, because there's actually a number of people who work, because it's quite a focus for us at the moment, so there's quite a lot of people who work on that. So it'll be someone from that stream, basically. Yeah, sure. My name's Mark. And to be honest, this number's probably the best. Cool. Thanks for that, Tom. All right. Cheers. Good to speak. Bye bye. Good morning, Respublica. I'm afraid the person who does that's not in the office at the moment. Yeah, sure, no problem. So it's Elliot, ELLIOTT. Yeah, ELLIOTT, Elliot, .Mears, MEARS, @ Respublica, which is RESPUBLICA, .org.uk. Yeah, and you, thanks a lot, bye.
Yeah, I've been able to do that. We do kind of, we have met before. The minister. Let's save that on this finance website. Dear Brad. So what I always think sometimes you guys can really ask me directly. Because you have addressed the minister.
Yeah.
And we're quite old minister, very busy doing ministerial duties. Like ministerial time.
It's also a civil servant, they always.
You should then go, so you said that he's not a faithful friend.
So is that yes or no?
Ed, do you know anything about Co-op News, i.e. who the editor is?
Do you want to watch that?
Yeah, that's the picture.
Co-op News.
So you ignore all the format changes, I just have what the judge is.
I think it's helping my time, I don't know.
It's kind of, it's very.
Oh, it's helpful.
Well, no, her comments here are really amusing, but
It's like
at some moment I'll show you what she originally wrote. And you'll see how appalling it really is. It's just quite ironic.
I went to a Co-op News conference. Co-op's UK is the one that was running a big, big public discussion board, and in the Co-op website, they got rid of the web for hyphens.
It sounds like it's a huge issue.
That's pretty big news.
Jenny might actually.
I can get it for you, I suppose.
You have access to that, don't you?
Yeah.
I
I didn't want to put in, I just wanted to be the master of the master. I didn't want to put in. Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm sure Elliot and Caroline will be delighted to meet you. I'm not saying they're going to come to work. I wasn't going to put in, but they definitely won't be able to come to work. Yeah, I just wanted to be nice.
He didn't eat any.
Really?
No, I think so.
He kept stealing
Hannah's. He kept stealing Hannah's, yeah.
but that's to be expected.
Yeah, I might get the other box because
it's a sour cream.
The flavours are a bit
yeah.
Poor choice in that.
Yeah.
Just overindulged.
You have actually been eating quite a lot of popcorn, I've noticed.
We just
Oh, we've got like 30 bags. So we should be alright. My keys.
The Ipsos.
Yeah.
Great. That would be interesting actually.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can do that.
I'm actually receiving them next week.
So you say when next week? Right, so we said we'd start for the
I know, I have to go back to do my other maternal duties.
Well, I'm recording it for Hannah's benefit, so.
Yeah.
Yes, we are, yeah.
No, the cocktail hour is kind of crisis mode in anybody's house.
I'm coming ready.
Sadly.
Yeah.
You can have cocktails on crisis.
Where's she from?
I mean, she's very English. She's an English bard.
No, I wasn't questioning her nationality. I was like, what organization is she from?
Oh, she's, I mean, she's basically self-employed.
Oh, okay.
She's a self-employed public speaker. I mean, it would be an exaggeration to say she's a public intellectual, but she's, yeah.
know the person? I met her in Phyllis Bowman's house in Acton more than 5 years ago.
So she has a particular interest in this kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. She's her main interest in this field is theology of the body,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of basically some really amazing theology, which is gonna. There's a very malignant heresy within Catholicism, which is called Jansenism, which is kind of despising the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's where all that kind of that's where all that stuff comes from. So theology of the body is like a complete antidote to that. It's saying you are your body and all the rest of it. But it's got some amazing future application because it's very opposed to transhumanism. So when transhumanism is basically the idea that if you download yourself into a computer, that you're still you. Or that you can supplement yourself with computer chips. I mean, this technology is, one of the guys who's predicted our most recent technological developments, he predicted them, all his predictions, most of his predictions, he's timed them wrong.
Mm.
They'd come later or earlier than he said, but they've all, most of them have been true. He says we're moving to that bit where we start.
Mm.
So a lot of Asimovian stuff on robotics, computerization, some of the stuff that's been in the sci-fi films, like Johnny Depp, in your kind of digital version of himself. Hmm? Yes. So, so it's kind of it also informs the kind of feminism that says you can't, the genderism is, although it's very much a reality to those with gender dysphoria, is saying that the gender politics that says if you're a woman here,
yeah,
but you've got a man's body,
yeah,
then you can just change,
yeah,
and you're really a woman. Whereas theology of the body, and I mean, it's not exclusive to theology, it's a philosophical position as well, which means like, no, you are your body,
yeah,
your body is you. And there's a scientific program on Radio 4, which is amazing, which I've sent her, which confirms this, about how we see ourselves living in the transformational body using virtual reality.
Mm. Yeah.
So there's so much. There's so
that
much
was in
there.
Red Dwarf too.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should just take Red Dwarf as our lesson for life, really.
But my favourite episode of Red Dwarf is when they've all been transported. They all think that Red Dwarf has been
They've gone home.
They've gone back to their
yeah,
real lives, which,
yeah,
are really depressing.
But they're just actually just,
yeah,
wearing like
and it's actually
a game set, essentially.
Yeah, it's just an enormous squid that's trying to get them to kill themselves.
Yeah.
That's
exactly
my favourite.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
On John Whittingdale, Jenny just answered him, he's looking informed by email, but I thought
you could just speak.
So I think her last email suggested that they wouldn't know until next week, but what might persuade them to think more about it is if we say they've been read also. We just wondered whether this would potentially work for the Secretary of State, obviously knowing that you can't come at the stage. But you could say more broadly, that's where kind of we'd rather we want to qualify as Secretary of State's attendance, so if you can't do that kind of requirements, we'll find it better or something like that. They'll be really used to people like constantly chasing
people.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Square aisle.
I've only ever ended up getting what I want in terms of the exterior preference for quotations by really
showing this
in a very polite way, but for showing.
Yeah.
if only asked for any more details on a project, you could say actually would be one of the best draft for any in the next over the next week, so we can send them through if that's of interest. Another kind of persuading factor if they ask, is just mentioning the partners. We say our partners are coming out to address who's under the insurance, other associations, and to receive support from the people we've had, and even just kind of name dropping sometimes helps as well, because they think, oh, okay, this is a credible project.
It's more like a kind of name dump for this project, and sort of get them.
Because that works just in case they're not too familiar with most public areas.
Yeah.
The other brands would be recognisable.
Yeah, you can get a
slightly
larger job. Can I drop Zach Goldsmith's name? Yeah, you know this reference
called?
I'm just pinging a one-line reply to Lloyd, just to say we're trying to get a sense of them, but just to get back to you.
I felt like this massive chain of emails between me and the gossip friends. Okay, when he's emailed back, he's also copied in someone called Charlotte and Isabel, who I guess are his researchers here. So Zach said, really right to beauty, love to see it, Robert Stone, looking valuable. Ben says, I've been in touch, can't meet now, but when the report's out, I have a copy of the time. Give you the report mid-July, they have this week launch at the end of July, how should I reply? Maybe still working out the grid. Depends on the report as well. But I said, okay, great, I'll get the traffic report over to you, so this is ready. So you can say that we've invited them.
Yeah.
But I'll drop these contact details in. Dean Funa Reynolds could potentially speak and do a couple of days. Lloyd Grossman could do a couple of days. Kevin Cloud could do one. Just trying to match everything
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that jigsaw.
Yeah.
Oh,
because they're all quite big names.
They are.
So.
Lloyd Grossman, is that like the tomato sauce guy?
Yes.
The pasta sauce guy?
Really into heritage.
Yeah,
really into
you.
Heritage.
Who
are you?
Yeah,
wow.
He loves that kind of, it's, I think Philip comes into him at one kind of heritage reception.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had breakfast with him at the Wolsey, which was really
oh.
fun.
And you get to do it at work.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
And he's just really enthusiastic about, I think he's the chair of the Heritage Alliance.
You could just do this inside your building schedule. Great. It was interesting, wasn't it, when he built his own sort of suburb township that essentially built terrace housing.
Yeah.
He's like, this is going to be lovely, it's going to be designed there, it's going to be really communal spaces, great space for people to live in. And he built terrace housing. Which is no criticism.
Yeah.
Terrace housing is incredibly efficient, space efficient. It could be affordable as well. But I do remember when he went round to one prospective tenant's house, and she had a couple of kids, and she was like, I don't have enough space, you know, I've got kids. And I think he was actually genuinely quite shocked at how much stuff she had, because she was just living in a normal, sort of modern flat, I think. And I think he was honestly quite taken aback at how much stuff she had, like toys, Christmas decorations, and it was actually a bit tatty. And the look on his face, he was kind of like, why are you storing this stuff? Like, he couldn't quite hide his snobbery. But that's where it came across to me. He might be genuinely, that might be unfair, but it did come across as, I've got to find space for all these soft toys in my beautiful new housing development. It was quite amusing.
Beautiful storage.
Oh man, storage makes your life a happy place. As you know from your trip to IKEA, storage makes your life a happy place.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Ooh.
Does that match up with anyone?
I don't think so. Also from 5 PM.
I wonder whether we can come back to him and say
quite late.
It doesn't quite match up with anyone else. But
yeah.
Thanks,
Kevin, you're being really awkward.
You could say Lloyd Grossman actually went to do it in the morning. He's obviously keen to do it, which is really good sign.
I think he is on holiday that second week. I think the first week was filming, and the second week was holiday. So.
Are you trying to say it as the end of the year? Yeah.
This is with.
You could come back and say, is there any flexibility in this with, you know, just trying to match up the availability of others. 23rd is 13th, 24th, like 24th. We could say it would be really wonderful. Maybe if we can get a sense of it quite quickly, which is one just
playing golf on Sunday afternoon. Father's Day on Sunday.
Nice.
I think everyone's had it before, where you ask people who's on, you go to someone completely unrelated.
Oh, we missed a boat on the productivity puzzle then.
I doubt it's limited to one.
I
think it was an open invite.
I wrote to you 8 weeks ago, just tell her about it. Sorry.
I really have not wrote to us, yeah.
That we can
put
them in touch with
definitely.
No, that's actually one of our
visions.
One more
pop. just sign us up via the Eventbrite link.
Oh yeah, cool.
you can't register for more than one ticket. You're gonna have to do it as well. Auto-filled in David's name, and I only changed the first name, so it's invited Mark Fagelman.
CX meeting is. CX meeting. And email from the meeting.
No, I saw that. No, I never mind. I assumed you would.
I'm just going to ask him.
CX meeting.
I've never seen it.
Have you Googled it?
Yeah, I have. Briefly. I'm not spending any more time.
Customer experience. CX meeting. It must be that, though. There it is. Is that right?
So obviously they can't.
That's quite cool.
Thank you.
send him another email.
I'll subscribe.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was good to be there, good to meet them. As with all our projects at the moment, they seem to have quite ambitious time frames, which they're not doing much to actually help us achieve.
Have we got a better idea of what they're looking for out of the projects?
Now that we've divided it into the devolution argument and the sort of the world city kind of conversation, it's made it fairly a lot clearer. So it's a fairly straightforward sort of argument around improving public services through devolution, improving public services and saving money through devolution, and creating an argument around that using case studies and economic analysis and a cities-based argument. So to that extent, it's not huge for Manchester, it's just kind of a different spin. But you know, the world city stuff is feeding into that as well.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I haven't got back to us about that either.
Ominous.
3rd of July.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ominous.
I'll hold my breath on that one.
Yeah,
it was really unfortunate that the chief executive couldn't be there because his mother was taken ill. And you know, it's really good to have that senior, actual hands-on. They meet you, they see you, they get excited about the project, and then their officers are also more conscious that they need to crack on. Without that, sometimes it can feel kind of peter. And it's an occupational hazard, isn't it?
Okay, well, that sounds relatively positive. So.
Yeah,
you get some lunch, potentially some shoes.
Okay, good luck. Where are you going to go? M&S?
TK Maxx.
What do you get for lunch or shoes?
I meant, well, you've answered my question.